As idyllic and comfortable as Los Alamos was Spartan. Particularly for its lifelong members, it was a platonic heaven.
The point of this place, Oppenheimer once said, is to make no excuses for not doing something, for not doing good work. To outsiders, the Institute sometimes had the appearance of a pastoral asylum for the certifiably eccentric.
Kurt Gödel, the renowned logician, was a painfully shy recluse.
His only real friend was Einstein, and the two men were often seen walking together from town.
In between bouts of severe paranoid depression, convinced that his food was being poisoned, he suffered from chronic malnutrition. Gödel spent years trying to solve the continuum problem, a mathematical conundrum involving a question of infinities.
He never found an answer. Spurred on by Einstein, he also worked on general relativity, and in 1949 published a paper that described a rotating universe in which it was theoretically possible to travel into any region of the past, present, and future, and back again. For most of his decades at the Institute, he was a solitary, ghostly figure, dressed in a shabby black winter coat, scribbling German shorthand into reams of notebooks. Dirac was almost equally strange. When he was a young boy, his father had announced that he should speak to him only in French. This way, he thought, his son would quickly learn another language. "Since I found that I couldn't express myself in French," Dirac explained, "it was better for me to stay silent than to talk in English, so I became silent at that time." Wearing long rubber boots, he was often seen hacking trails through the neighboring woods with an axe. This was his form of recreational exercise, and over the years it became something of an Institute pastime. Dirac was maddeningly literal-minded. One day, a reporter called to ask him about a lecture he was scheduled to give in New York. Oppenheimer had long since decided that scholars should not be distracted by having phones in their offices, so Dirac had to take the call from a hallway phone. When the reporter said he wanted a copy of the speech, Dirac put the phone down and went into Jeremy Bernstein's office to ask for advice. He feared, he said, being misquoted.
So Abraham Pice, who happened to be standing there, suggested that he write, "Do not publish in any form," atop a copy of the speech.
Dirac absorbed this simple advice for several minutes in complete silence. Finally, he said, "Isn't in any form redundant in that sentence?"